Now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Fridays are for fucking.
Oh my God. Isn't it, baby?
Yes. So.
Let's set the scene. A very elegant, well-to-do area. Affluent people living in grand houses with perfect lawns and pristine lives. The painter was working in that part of the city daily, since that was his job for the time being. He liked it. It was a quiet neighborhood where he could work smoothly, and it was peaceful most of the time. That day, the painter was on top of a house, standing on his ladder, specifically on the second floor level, doing what he always did, which was to paint and think about things while he worked. He was deciding in his mind what he would do after this job ended. He was a young man, lively, and he liked to go out. It was Friday. That's what he would do after finishing his work. Suddenly, through the window, a noise came to him. The window was half open, as if someone had forgotten to close it. The young painter looked in as the noise was getting louder and louder. He could not help but do so. It was some kind of moaning perpetrated by a woman. He concentrated on what he heard and focused his eyes more. He stared without contemplation as his eyes scanned the window to the right of him. He quickly realized that the noise came from a red-headed woman lying on a bed, with her legs open, and a hand in the middle of them. The painter couldn't look away once he realized what it was all about. He peered closer, leaving the painting aside, and watched as the woman masturbated. She had her legs wide open, her eyes closed. With one hand, she was touching one breast, pinching her nipple, and with the other, she was energetically nipping at her clitoris. She moaned ferociously. She was alone and cared for nothing else. Her fingers were sliding hurriedly across her clit, then down into her pussy. She would raise her hips, still clipping her clit, wiggle on the bed, and grope her breasts. Her intense moans were reaching the eager ears of the painter, who had not resumed his work, and instead stared hungrily at this sexy scene before him, his heart beating fast in his chest, and a bead of sweat falling slowly down his cheek. He felt his cock growing more and more, for this woman was such a turn-on. The young painter could not believe his eyes. The woman had not noticed his presence and continued to pleasure herself, writhing on the silk sheets in ecstasy. He continued to stare at this ravishing beauty through the window. He bit his lower lip and delighted in watching the beautiful woman relentlessly masturbating. Inside the room, she had increased the speed of which she was inserting her fingers into her pussy. One finger was no longer enough for her. She had added another, and she was thrusting them in with great passion, moaning, clutching her breasts, the man at the window looking on with desire in his eyes. He had considered taking out his cock and jerking off, for it was beginning to hurt. His penis was trapped in his pants. However, what he wanted more than anything was to get into the room and fuck the woman. God, he wanted to fuck her. And that was what he was thinking about as he rubbed his cock over his pants. Suddenly, she realized she was being watched. She had been about to come, but she felt eyes watching her from a point outside her window. She stopped and looked in that direction. The painter was startled and tried to pretend he hadn't been watching her, but it was too late. The woman had caught him looking at her, but she was not angry. At first, she felt embarrassed. However, she had also become even more aroused. She didn't bother to get up and see who it was, for she had a rough idea. It was the painter, It couldn't be anyone else. She had forgotten that he was painting her house that day. A small smile creeping on her lips, she continued to masturbate. She liked the idea of him watching her, and she was ready to give him a show. She got down on all fours on the bed, her ass exposed so he could see it, and she fingered herself in that position, moaning more loudly, thrusting her fingers deep into her pussy. She wiggled her ass and pulled her fingers out to take them into her mouth, sucking on each of her fingers seductively. This delighted the young painter, who had decided not to pull his cock out and continued to masturbate over his denim overalls. He moved his hand faster and faster as she increased the energy she put into masturbating. She had laid on her back on the bed again and had gone from moaning to screaming in minutes. The painter was desperate to go in and join her, but she hadn't permitted him. He would have to settle for just watching her enjoy herself on her own. She had gotten up and went to her bedside table. From there, she pulled out a vibrator and took it to the bed, looking up at the window in a very naughty way, with a mischievous grin. She was inserting the vibrator into her pussy. The vibrator had an extra part sticking out of it that went to her clitoris, and she screamed uncontrollably when the device was inside her. The man didn't miss a thing, as he would have loved to get inside. The woman was offering him a great view, but he couldn't touch her, and it was killing him. The woman was screaming like a madwoman, letting the vibrator do its job. Without warning, she pulled out the vibrator, set it aside, and went to the window. She finished opening the window and held out a hand for the painter to enter. She hadn't planned it, but was surprised how good it had felt to masturbate with someone watching and enjoying it. She was more than willing to let him in. It had become an unforgettable moment. "Come on, get in," she said in a seductive voice. He excitedly did and was inside the room in less than a minute. They kissed ardently. He had been watching her from what had seemed like 20 minutes. He could now kiss her, touch her, feel her. She put her arms around him and kissed him harder. She was completely naked, and he was soon touching her wet pussy, sending streams of pleasure to her, and she moaned against his mouth. He did his best to touch her everywhere. Her breasts were firm, as was her ass. He squeezed every part with lust, not bothering to go to bed. He turned her around, kissed her on the neck, and pulled her to the wall next to the window. He prepared to penetrate her. She lifted her hips higher to give him access, and he penetrated her in one motion. He rammed her gently at first, but then he put a lot of speed into his movements. He let his pelvis push into her. Her ass bounced and inflamed the young painter's senses once more. He held her hips for support and fucked her with everything he had. Their bodies collided and produced lots of beautiful slapping noises. She was so wet, and her pussy was so soft and deep. He was in heaven. She turned her head to look at him, smiling, and then threw her head back and gave out a loud cry of pure ecstasy. Her orgasm filled her entire body, exploding from deep inside her pussy and sending shockwaves, turning her limbs to jelly. It's at this moment the painter came too, exploding into waves of sheer orgasmic pleasure, so intense he had to cry out loud, "Fuck yes, baby!" He came over her naked breasts, and she massaged the liquid all over her pink, sweaty nipples. Within minutes, the painter was back in his overalls and back on his ladder, continuing with his painting. He already had a second job lined up for next week, painting the garden fence. It was a dirty job, but someone had to do it.